All anglers and fly tires, you're invited to visit with Blaine Chocolate as he comes to Jesse Brown's on Saturday, May 4th. There's a 9 a.m. private fly tying class available, as well as at 2 o'clock. In the meantime, enjoy Predator and Prey Talk and Cast with Blaine from noon to 2 p.m. and a 4 p.m. chocolate book signing. Visit with Blaine Chocolate and the Chocolate Factory Saturday, May 4th at Jesse Brown's. Hey, during the recent Urban Hike 2024 from Freedom Park to the NoDa area here in Charlotte, we passed an area along the Little Sugar Creek Greenway near where the Charlottetown Mall formerly stood. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. I'm your host, Bill Barty. Each week, I come in to try to break down different discoveries in outdoor adventures happening in the Carolinas and beyond. Plus, I like to speak with the difference makers that are making things happen in our Carolina Outdoors. And on that urban hike, the Little Sugar Creek Greenway was vibrant with walkers, hikers, bikers, strollers, and more. However, this weekend, it's going to multiply with energy. Why? Because the King's Drive Art Walk is taking place today and tomorrow. That's right, May 4th and 5th. But what is that? We're going to find out right now with our next guest, Mark Boone. He's the board president of Festival in the Park. Mark, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Bill, what an introduction. Thanks so much for having me. Excited to be here.
Well, it's exciting to have you, and for the reason that we're having you on here, because we're gonna get a little artistic on the Carolina Outdoors, which we always need, but it's also a time to encourage our citizens of the Carolinas, of Charlotte, and beyond to hit the greenways that we have here, and one of the best is the Little Sugar Creek Greenway. But before we talk about that, I introduced you as the president of the board of Festival in the Park. That 60-year tradition takes place in September. We're here in May talking about a May offshoot, the King's Drive Art Walk celebrating 14 years. How, why did it blossom from the canvas, see what I did there, of Festival in the Park?
Yeah, Bill. So this is what we call our sibling event to that great festival that everybody knows about in September at Freedom Park. As you said, we've been doing that, our nonprofit, since 1964 to celebrate the start of fall. And in 2011, we said, hey, let's also celebrate the start of spring. So 14 years ago, we started a springtime event, not in Freedom Park, but at a different, beautiful Mecklenburg County Public Park venue, the Little Sugar Creek Greenway, the part that extends from Metropolitan over where Trader Joe's and Target are in Midtown, from that section of the Greenway all the way over to near Carolina's Medical Center at the intersection of Kings Drive and Moorhead. So we have 100 different artists from 8 different states who have all traveled into Charlotte this weekend to take up that section of the Greenway to show off some awesome art in a beautiful public venue. And of course, Bill, we're a rain or shine event, so don't let a few raindrops keep you from coming on out to the Greenway. We'll still be there, whether it's sunny or whether we have a little bit of clouds and a little bit of moisture, we're rain or shine.
I wonder what those water-based artists are thinking about that potential if it rains. But, hey, we'll get into that as well. It is an artist-focused event, as you just kind of listed. But as we know, art takes on many different forms: visual, acoustic, literary, theatric. It goes on. I can't list them all. Tell us the type of art that's being celebrated at this event this weekend.
Yeah, our nonprofit is all about bringing our community together to celebrate, as you said, both visual and performing arts. So this weekend, we do have some acoustic musicians who will be out on the Greenway, weather permitting. Mm-hmm. So they'll pick the dry periods to come on out with guitars and other instruments to perform on the Greenway. So you'll be able to hear those sounds as you stroll along the Greenway to to look at the visual artists. And so we'll have every imaginable media out there, from wood to glass to painting to photography, jewelry, pottery, mixed media, you name it. And we're very strategic about the weekend in which we hold the art walk. It's always the weekend before Mother's Day, because I know a lot of folks are out there looking for that perfect gift for mom. And so we've got art at every price point imaginable out there, everything from jewelry, custom pieces, to large artwork that may be a signature piece for your home that you've been looking for. You'll find it all out on the Little Sugar Creek Greenway this weekend.
Well, Mark, tell us about the strategy, because I mean, you have to apply to be accepted as an artist. Can you talk to us about the application process, the strategery behind the selection of the artists that are out there participating?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, Festival in the Park has a great reputation across the country for bringing artists together in a community that really is supportive of our visual artists. Charlottesians are great patrons of the arts and have a national reputation for supporting our artists. And so we do get applications from all across the country, both for our September event and the one in May. And we do have a selection committee who pours through the applications, which is a job I would not want. They're right. Very, very good at going through and picking out the best of the best. So we get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of applications for just a few, you know, in this event in May, we only have 100 spots. At Festival in the Park, we only have 200 spots. And so we do turn a number of artists away, unfortunately. We do try and strive to include, you know, some of those familiar faces that you're familiar with at Festival in the Park. You'll also see them at the Kings Drive Art Walk. So we have returning artists, but we really try to include about 75% of brand new artists that you probably have not seen before, that are maybe in the Carolinas for one or two events a year. And so these are works that you won't see anywhere else other than either Festival in the Park or this weekend at Kings Drive Art Walk.
I mean, this is a big event, and it's worth us knowing about, and it's worth us going to. But for many of us who maybe haven't spent time on the Little Sugar Creek Greenway, or we maybe aren't as comfortable getting there or knowing where we're going, can you give us some logistical advice as far as showing up? Of course, we can bike there, we can walk there, we can run there, but where this is taking place is kind of nestled between East Moorhead Street and Pearl Parkway Bridge along Kings Drive. What about parking and things like that for us to show up and enter into the festival, but also have success in getting there and being there?
Yeah, the really nice thing about this, as you said in the introduction, is a lot of longtime Charlottesians are familiar with the old Charlottetown Mall that used to be there. And so local leaders 20-plus years ago made the decision to tear down that mall and reopen this as a public space and reclaim the stream that was underneath that mall. So it's really blossomed into a fantastic area of town along the Little Sugar Creek Greenway. And if you haven't been there in a number of years, there's all kinds of new development around the Greenway, which does present a little bit of a challenge for our venue. You'll want to plan ahead if you're driving into Midtown for parking. So all that information is on our website at kingsdriveartwalk.org. There we have an interactive map showing some of the neighborhoods around there where there's some curbside parking. We just ask that folks not block driveways in that area. Of course, there is Greenway parking along 4th Street, just a couple of blocks away from the venue. Also at Pearl Park, which is just along Kenilworth there, within walking distance of the venue. So there are a number of public parking options. But as you mentioned, Bill, we've got a lot of folks that love the Little Sugar Creek Greenway and will park down at Freedom Park and walk up the Greenway on a really nice day to see the venue. You can do the same thing from the Elizabeth neighborhood. So find a parking, say, over at Central Piedmont's campus, for instance, and walk a few blocks down the Greenway from that direction. Anywhere where you can hit the Little Sugar Creek Greenway, you can make it to the Kings Drive Art Walk.
The voice right there is Mark Boone. He is the board president of Festival in the Park, but we're talking about the King's Drive Art Walk. It's been going on since 2011 with a big-time success, and 2024 is no difference. Of course, Mark, when the Festival in the Park began, 1964, you know, that was a time of transition and change. There were topics like civil rights, segregation, and all of that in our area back in 1964. What about 2024 and the King's Drive Art Walk now under our 2024 lens? How important is it for us to get together in this community and celebrate the artists that live here and also the artists that come here for this art walk?
Yeah, Bill, that's really why I volunteer my time to serve on the Festival in the Park board, is because our mission statement is exactly the same as it was when we started the festival back in 1964. Under the leadership of John Belk, was one of our founders, along with Grant Whitney, who worked with Mr. Belk at the family business, Belk Department Stores. They were trying to figure out a couple of things to solve for, right? One, 1964, Dilworth was not the Dilworth we have today, right? So Freedom Park was brand new, and John Belk, who was leading the Chamber of Commerce at the time, trying to figure out how do we get people to use this brand new park. And so he turned to his employee, Grant Whitney, and together they, along with funding from the Chamber of Commerce, got some artists together and held the first festival. There was actually a dual purpose, as you referenced there, Bill, which Stan Brookshire, who was mayor at the time in the 1961, Charlotte's longest serving mayors, was very much involved in breaking down barriers here locally during the civil rights era and trying to bring people together and try to avoid the kinds of conflict that were going on in other parts of the South. And so as they founded the first festival, the idea was to bring the community together through the arts and show the world, the nation especially, that although we are in the segregated South, we can bring people of all likes together peacefully in one setting. Now, Bill, I've done some research. I've gone back into our archives and found photos from the first festival in 1964, and there weren't a lot of people of color in those photos. But our mission remains the same today, is to bring the community together through the arts at an event which is free and open to everyone. A lot of people don't realize that our nonprofit goes out and we raise the money to hold both the festival and the King's Drive Art Walk. People assume, since they're in Mecklenburg County Parks, that we receive public funding to hold these events. We don't. Our nonprofit goes out and we raise upwards of $250,000 each year to ensure that we continue holding these events and keep them free of admission for the entire community.
KingsDriveArtWalk.org. That is the website. You just heard it. He stole my cherry on top. This event is free to attend. But Mark Boone, there are a few rules that we need to follow, and these are for safety purposes. Again, the event takes place rain or shine. Either which way, the art walk is going to happen. But talk to us about who we shouldn't bring, what we shouldn't ride, or if we do, what needs to be walked through the King's Drive Art Walk.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. We are on a greenway, and a lot of the fun thing about this show is a lot of people just kind of stumble upon us. They're out exercising, doing their normal weekend routine, and using that beautiful greenway that runs, you know, for miles and miles and miles. And so they're on a bike ride, and all of a sudden they come up on the art walk. So what we're asking is, as soon as if you're coming northbound from Freedom Park, once you cross over Moorhead Street, we ask you to hop off your bicycle and walk it through the art walk. We have upwards of 30,000 people that will be on the greenway throughout the course of this weekend, taking a look at the artists, and we want to keep everybody safe. So if you are out on a bike or you're walking the dog, just hold that leash just a little bit tighter and make sure that you're keeping everybody safe as you walk through that section of the greenway.
Fantastic. Mark Boone, thank you so much for jumping on. President of the Board of Festival in the Park, and helping lead the charge on the King's Drive Art Walk. Again, it's taking place this weekend, Saturday, May 4th and Sunday, May 5th. And Mark, we hope that you'll join us here on the Carolina Outdoors again in September so we can talk about Festival in the Park.
Glad to do it, Bill. 60 years is very exciting, a milestone anniversary for us, so we're happy to be back with you.
Fantastic. Well, off he goes. That's Mark Boone. Thank you for jumping on and joining us. And I'm Bill Barty. Don't go away. I'm going to come back on the other side and continue the Carolina Outdoors.